coming through.
Test 1, 2, 3. Yeah. It's got her. All right, let's get started. Welcome everybody out to our council meeting. Appreciate Sheriff coming here and Tom and Fire Chief and everybody else. I will go ahead and get us started with a prayer, and then I'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the opportunity to be here today. We're thankful for this area that we call home. We're thankful for all of our blessings. We pray that Thou will bless us as we discuss the matters going on in our town. Pray that Thou will guide and direct us in the decisions that we make that will be beneficial for the residents and those who visit here in this surrounding community. We're thankful for leaders who serve and pray that Thou will guide them also. And we pray that Thou will bless us with the precipitation that we stand in need of in this area. We pray for those in the military who serve and protect us, and ask that Thou will be with them and their families. And give you thanks for our freedoms and ask for your blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'll wait till he comes in.
Come on in, Henry. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, our minutes from our December 4th meeting were sent out by Sid. Those looked okay, and there's no discussion. I'll entertain a motion to approve those.
Motion. Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam. All in favor? Any opposed? And today's agenda, is there any changes? I think we've got everybody on there. That looks okay. I'll entertain a motion to adopt the agenda.
Motion. Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Sheriff Housman, we appreciate you coming out. Everybody kind of knows that we've talked about, you approached us about having Tiffany come out and us covering her wages, but I'll kind of turn it over to you and you can kind of explain more of that.
I appreciate you letting me come out. Thank you. Clint Pearson's retiring, and Tiffany approached me about filling his position. So Tiffany's retired like I am, which we don't pay a really high retirement rate on her like we do all of the other law enforcement officers. And so she's quite a bit cheaper over the long run. And you guys are generally asking me if you could give me more money, and I have a hard time spending what you already have given me. And Tiffany really helped bring us a lot closer to that. But when Tiffany approached me about going full time, I talked with the mayor about maybe the possibility of you guys funding her. And just an officer right now costs somewhere between $152,000 and $160,000 a year for me to put out on the road. The county, I'm already providing the equipment, the truck, the vest, the training, everything else we put into her already, but I don't have enough for a full-time wage or benefits for her. There is a small charge with URS that they still charge, even though she doesn't receive any benefit from it. But it's a cost. And I told you guys it was around 85,000. Camille and I broke it down. The actual number is $93,270 for a year would be the cost of Tiffany out here. We've talked about if we do this, we need some kind of contract. I almost think we probably should run it maybe a yearly contract, because if Tiffany decides she doesn't want to work, I can't replace her out here. in the same way that we'd be using her. She would work out here 5 days a week, with the exception of we need a day cover or whatever. Currently, she's covering maybe 2 or 3 days a month for us. It's not all that often, but even on the day she's covering, she can do it from here at Bryce. Just have to answer a call here and there in the other areas. And, she loves it. She has a great time out here. She has a ton of experience. I really don't receive any complaints on Tiffany, which I think comes from that experience she has. And she does a good job. She spends a lot of, She rounds up the other officers, gets them out here, and puts in some pretty late nights and early mornings out here that I'm not sure everybody's aware of, but she loves the hunt, and it's I think it's good for some of your employees to know that there is someone out here. So, and the other side of it, when I test for Clint Pearson's job, I expect Tiffany to probably take that job, which would remove her from the full-time Bryce Canyon, or the part-time Bryce Canyon shift currently working her on. And I have not been able to fill that role. Even though guys are working it, they're working maybe one shift a month, and it's just, honestly, of the $25,000 we give every year, I'm probably spending 8 or 9 of it. So we're not, I don't feel like we're getting the best use of that money, to be honest. So Shiloh calls, you guys haven't requested money. Well, I haven't spent last year's money yet, so let me get through it. So anyway, do you guys have questions?
So will Clint's position still be filled eventually?
Yes, it'll be filled. I haven't flown it yet because I want to be fair to Tiffany, and she wants to come full time. And so I've been waiting to see what we're going to do. I've talked to all the commissioners. They're on board as long as everyone said, as long as it doesn't cost us more money. I just received another officer, I think is why they're against it for the school. All the mandated school stuff that's come out has been, it's not the position I would have chose to receive, but I needed my officer doing all of it to keep working as an officer, not as a school resource officer. So, but that's where our next officer is in the schools and providing security there, the security chief. So,
So if we were to keep, you would keep Tiffany on full time and still be able to hire Clint's position. Is that what I'm
understanding? That is exactly right.
But we would pay her. We'd pay that wage.
Would she move the job because she didn't get a close job?
So currently, on one shift, I have 4 officers on this side of the county and 1 in Panguitch. So when I fill Clint's position, I'm hoping it will be in the Penguin side, but they'll still get up and come this way every day. I'm short in Penguin at night on the one shift. So, and it's just kind of how the shifts broke out when we moved to the Penguin.
Council, you guys?
I mean, since having her up here, I honestly have seen the benefit of having her here because things are a lot less headache up here for us than what we're dealing with at night. So,
how many days has she been working, like in the summer? Has she been doing?
She tries 3, okay. Be out 3 days. I plan on keeping her on 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, just so we get a little more daytime. I think in the days seems to be more when you guys want it, except for maybe May Day. It's kind of the day we need to be out here a little later and yep. things, but.
Yeah, I think it sounds great. I mean, we originally talked to them just to give it 3 years, but I think a yearly thing would be fine.
Well, maybe we could do it 3 years with just with something in it. If Tiffany leaves, that we can cancel
get
the
out
contract. I can't fulfill it if she's not the officer.
So yeah, that would be fine.
Not that I don't want to, I just don't have a way to offer that good of a deal. So.
Okay. Any other comments? If not, I'll entertain a motion on this.
I'll make a motion that we approve to hire Tiffany as our representative or whatever our pop is, as the sheriff's office brings out here 5 days a week. Supplement that salary.
I'll second.
Motion by Bryce, second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
You opposed? Okay. I just have Barry, I guess somebody just write up a contract and send it out and get it taken care of. Good. Move forward, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Just so you know, I try not to come to every city council. I'll come whenever the mayor asks me to, but I do say pretty close contact with the mayor and the other mayors across the county. And, if you ever have a question, feel free to give me a call.
So, will do. Appreciate you. Thanks, Sheriff.
Thanks.
All right, Town Park Project. Appreciate Tom and Kendrick making the trip down here. We're going to talk about some, I guess, grants or, you know, the direction we want to go with that stuff. So I'll kind of turn it over to you guys.
Tom, you want to tell them maybe just your conversations with Evan, what you've explored with grants thus far?
Yeah, several of you were on that call with him.
Tanner and myself.
Shadows on there too.
Yeah,
so we had a good conversation with Evan on Tuesday. And did you guys have any questions about the things Evan talked about? We have several options we can go after, but the biggest one right now would be the LWCF, which closes on the 15th of January. So that one's something we need to move on fairly quick if that's what you want to approach. And that one looks like it's going to give the most money. So that's what we know so far. There's also the CPR, which is the Community Parks and Recreation Grant. That's up to $200,000. We can go after that one. But that one's, it's got some time on it. We don't have to jump on that one right away. We also have the UORB one, and there's several out there right now. To move quickly, we need to move on that one. That would require you guys opening up an account with that one, and then we can start adding information and then start working on that one. So, you have any thoughts or questions on the
other? I have a couple. Is it feasible for your office to help us get that filled out by the 15th?
Yeah,
yes.
I think so. The biggest part of that, you guys have already taken care of with the feasibility study and stuff, so we've got it. I think a good estimate and kind of exhibit stuff for what we're closing to do.
And that's the one that requires the NEPA study?
Yeah.
And we talked about it. They said that didn't need to come in with the grant application, so it gives us a little time. But I told the mayor, I think we got to try to see if we can talk our way through that one, because we had a complete archaeological survey on the entire property out here, and that's the main thing. And where it's in a developed spot, where we're wanting to put it, and the park was the one that did the feasibility study. And it was when Jeff Brady Ball was here. So, but it might take a few minutes to round up the documentation.
Yeah, and then we, yeah, that'd be great. this is like with the CPR grant. I assume that the LWCF grant is similar. It tends to be kind of an essay writing exercise, more or less. You're basically describing the project, why it will benefit the community, and so there's just some effort that way to get some good dialogue description stuff in the application. Where a lot of the study is done and you know the engineering aspects of it is pretty done as far as what's needed for an application. So it's just that part of the stuff online filling in the required information they want you to provide. So it's probably something to take like 2 or 3 days for, and we have somebody in our office that could help with this if you want. Just 2 or 3 days in there just getting all the application stuff filled out and ready to submit. It would require, like, you guys have to set up your own account and login information. So if you want us to do kind of be hands on that way and actually do the application, we just need to have to share that login information with us. I think we could mostly run with it from there. So that's kind of what that would entail.
And the other thing that he brought up was that this is pretty competitive. There's going to be a lot of people applying. So what we need to come up with is our little twist that's going to get us through the process successfully.
Yeah, something stands out.
And that might take some. Now, who's your gal that was on the call?
It's Katie.
Katie. We might have to spend some time with her and bring her up to speed. I think it, from my perspective, it would be better to have somebody who's used to doing this in the mix.
Yep, I agree.
My understanding from Evan as well is the LWCF, which is a federal grant, and the CPR grant, they can be stacked or combined on the same project to the point where the CPR grant, which is lesser, it's like $200,000 or so, can be used as the match for the federal grant, so that there is the possibility of having the whole thing done with grant. I guess if you don't get one or the other, then you've got a decision to make. Do we still do it? Can we come up with the money or whatnot? But the LWCF grant can do up to basically 80% of the project, and then the CPR grant the other 20%. I think I'm pretty sure Garfield County's in the 20% match range there for the grant money.
Okay.
So I think that would probably be the right strategy to take is do both grants. Hopefully you get both of them. If you get one or the other, then you've got a decision to make for kind of the money and stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
And they did point out that if we got the lesser one, we could break this project into phases.
Yeah.
If we want to do that.
Okay.
To spread out and then reapply.
Okay.
Do more stuff. Now, if we spend money with one of these grants, can we still count that when we're applying for the next one? Or?
What do you mean? Just if
let's say we got the $200,000. If we went ahead with that much work, will that still count as money that we put into the project to help with the match? If we had to reapply the next year.
Yeah, for the same grant.
No,
for the LWCM. Mm-hmm. Boy, I don't know on that one. That would probably be a question for Evan. So we can find that out. And I'm curious your thoughts on they're basically asking for a kind of more of an eye-catching thing, I guess, to add to the park. If you guys have something in mind that way. I mean, the ABA stuff is. We can kind of emphasize put an emphasis on ADA compliance and stuff, and putting in some amenities for that would help. But I think a rock wall, a climbing wall was thrown out, or some other thing. Just curious if you've got other ideas that would be beneficial.
When I heard that, I thought the
skate parks, when you turn any ramps and stuff that you can do bikes or scooters or skateboards on and stuff.
We have too many skaters up there. What else? What else could go there? That would.
See, at the Cambridge Park, they do have the skateboard thing, and that is quite popular. I live close to the park, and you can constantly hear them on it. But injuries too.
Are many soccer fields? Does that count?
Well, you know, I'm just watching the new one in Tropic. The work they done there. Boy, that is a busy place. A lot of turf. There. And that's generally locals.
Yeah.
This one, we've got all these visitors that would be able to use it as well.
Would it appeal since we are removing all the grass? Would it appeal to that with us conserving water?
Yeah, LWCF stands for Land Water Conserving, something like that. It's kind of geared towards that, the water conservation. So I think that's a bonus.
So.
Trying to think of anything I found.
That'd be a good one.
Okay, yeah.
Well, if we want to pursue this, if we can get our thoughts together, I'm more than willing to go up and work with Katie up there to try to catch those niches that she might not be aware of.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, that seems the most.
Katie's actually in our Monticello office, is where she is.
I'm not as interested in going.
You could have a road trip, Gene.
But 5 hours versus two.
We do have Cheryl. We have Cheryl. She's in the
room. Well, whatever it takes.
Yeah.
You know, we can still do it.
Sure, yeah, you can
And I don't know, we could probably just do an hourly arrangement on this to get the grant stuff put together. Like I said, it's probably somebody's time for 2 or 3 days that way. And I was kind of picking Carson's brain as I was driving up here on what he's thinking, $3,000 or $4,000 and probably get the application all done.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's good. Good. Yeah, I mean, I think we voted. We want to pursue it and move forward with it. So. Yeah, let's get it going. Gene, Tanner, you guys be willing to help with that?
Yeah, I'll help whatever I need to
just
help.
Just keep us in the loop and
get us all up to speed.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think all three of us got that link if somebody wants to open it up. I think you got it too, didn't you? I thought I seen you on there.
If you want to open it up and create a login and get that information put in there, then we can get rolling.
Yeah, I think it went to your Gmail, Tanner.
It came to to my regular mail?
Yeah, I think so. Tanner will call the email.
Are you opening that channel?
The website?
Yeah. Oh, you sent it to Tom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the link right there?
Yeah.
Well, let's work it. Let's just work it through you and then get the info.
So.
And then we'll go back in and fill in the info.
So I'm on that page. I just have to apply the grant portal.
Yeah.
So just go there and create.
Go
create
grant portal there for you.
Do you want me to do that then, or do you want to do it, Gene? I don't care either way.
Well, I think we better coordinate, so we're.
Yeah. We just get together after and fill it out real quick. And get
okay.
Okay. So. Anything else?
I do have some treats for you guys, just brought Christmas presents and whatnot. This is a smoke parting. We got a guy in the office that makes this and is really good at it, and it's been described as life changing. So,
have to try it now.
I got a couple extras here, so you're welcome. Okay. Either yourselves or
give
to whoever's not here.
Yeah. That's cool. Okay. Well, you guys are welcome to stay if you like. I don't think we'll be too much longer, so it's up to you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion on moving forward with having Jonathan Bell help us at an hourly rate to work through this.
I'll make a motion to me.
I'll
Joseph and Bill continue to make grants.
I'll second it.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And item C is finished. You might put a note on there so you can take that off. Oh, no, no, wait, no, no. That's shuttle building. We're still waiting on that, my bad.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't have any updates, though, do we? I don't think. On the shuttle.
Where the rail was, and he said it's coming in today.
Okay. Yeah, you're good. I okay. I'll
hopefully see that today.
Okay. Sounds good. Just the last item there, we need to reschedule our council meeting on January 1st. I don't think any of us want to show up that morning, so we're going to move it to that next Wednesday, which is the 8th, I think, yeah. Or 7th.
7th.
Yep, 7th. So... Who is it? Me and Mike and Gary. You be here, Mike? Good for you?
Yeah.
I think Gary said it was good for him, too. So,
will there still be another one on the 15th, very next week?
Of January?
So do the 7th and the 15th?
Yeah, we'll probably just do them both. Yep. Yep. All right. Let me just get back over here. For department reports, for myself, you know, I've helped Tanner a little bit on that shooting machine over the gym. That should be here, what, in the first next week, I think.
The 23rd is when it's expected.
Refurbished one. I know that, that Bryson, he can report on the track sale, but real fast. That meeting, the park meeting, is coming up in January. What day is that coming on? I just want to get everybody heads up real quick. The partnership meeting with the National Park. It is the 6th. Nope, that's not it. Hold on. Wednesday the 21st at 10 a.m. is that... they call it the Bryce Canyon Gateway Community Quarterly Meeting up in the park. So if you can make it, it'd be great. Other than that, we have our town dinner on Monday at 6 p.m. Deanna got the invites out for that.
Shiloh, what yep. time is that park meeting?
10 a.m. It will be up at the visitor center again. And that's all I got. Tanner, you got anything?
No, I'm good.
You good? Bryce?
They've forgotten to do the circle in the cemetery, and Tanner let them know. It'd be really good to come back, got it done. Anyway, I think they got it.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. They did the whole cemetery, and they did some more by the big shed over there, the new garage, like where that new asphalt hits the concrete. They didn't do that, so they got that. Came back over here, did some more around here, and then even did between Ruby's and the diner up that street. So yeah, they were great.
Cool.
They didn't charge us anything. At first, they were saying, you know, some of it would have to be chamber charges, but then they said nah. You know, like they realized they actually missed. The cemetery, like they said, we didn't quote the cemetery, and then I actually pulled up the map, and I'm like, well, it was right there, you know, for the quote. You guys just missed seeing it, and so they took care of everything and didn't charge us, which is awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
I think it all got done.
Yep.
Mike got the bill last night. So.
Okay. Cool. Okay, Gene, you got anything?
Anything to cover?
All right. Mike. Fire Chief, you got anything?
Just letting everybody know, Tanner and Shiloh already know about it. We've got a Firefighter 1, each of our next weekend, Firefighter 1 that has an operations class starting January 9th, and it will end May 23rd. So It'll be, there's some Wednesdays in there, but mostly Friday nights and Saturdays. We will have a training prop. This trailer, I'm taking it back to St. George. Probably not going to have code for a week in January, and we can end up using it. So I'm taking it back to St. George, and then the academy will be bringing that great big steel gray one. And then at one time, we'll have different trailers here, a couple of different trailers here during that period. We've got 8 from our Bryce area that's going to be taking the class, and 1 from Anguish, and then Perron is sending as many as we want. So we'll probably have a pretty full class, it sounds like. So we'll probably have 20 students. We're capping it at 20 for that. When she was the firefighter, 1 class is about 124 hours of class time. Hazmat operations class is 52 hours of class time, class and testing. So it's pretty huge for them, of course, to study in between. So we do have 1 from up here that's going to be taking the Halley spot already. I think he's got some aspirations of getting certified and moving somewhere else, but we've got to take the chances of that happening. So we've got a really great crew, a lot of new firefighters joining, which is pretty refreshing. I'm getting too old to do it. Several of us are getting too old to do it. I'm not the oldest on the department either, so we're grateful for them. Henryville's really stepped up, and they're kind of tying into it. You know how much money their budget's $2,500 a year. So that's paid for fuel and training and everything. So we've got 9 going to fire school. So we'll work out how that's made, and we'll support them too.
Okay. Yeah.
Especially Kimberly. Who lives up here
yeah.
80 hours a week. So
yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
So I just appreciate keeping on the calendar and Tanner's help with it.
Great.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah, cool.
I keep saying it's gonna be fun. So I'm the lead instructor on it, so I'll be in charge of it.
Okay. So cool.
Okay. Be able to have it here.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, thanks, Ron. Deanna?
No, just the city party.
Good. Come ready to have a good time. Deanna's got a good party planned.
Oh, it's getting deep. You better take your
time. Better show up, huh? That's good. Okay, Cam?
I don't have anything.
No? All right. I don't have anything for planning commission. Financials, we got the warrants. Mike back out. If there's no questions on those, entertain a motion to approve the warrants.
Second.
Motion by Bryce, second by Cam, all in favor? All right, next meeting we'll do on the 7th of January. Or let Tanner know mainly, Bryce got a call, somebody in the community wants to kind of rent out the gym for a few hours. Let's see what that day it is. Just to make you aware. Just the gymnasium. 17th. I put it on the calendar with his name, and I think.
Of January, you're saying?
Yeah.
You already put it on the calendar?
Yeah. It's that John Stewart.
Okay.
He'll. I think you gave Tanner a number, and so he'll probably reach out to you just to.
Mine.
Just to get.
Oh, Sean Stewart family. Okay.
Yep. Okay. From like 2 to 6 days. So. Anyway. All right. Entertain a motion to enter our local building authority meeting.
Motion to enter the LBA meeting.
Second.
Motion by Mike. Second by Cam. All in favor?
Aye.
And no business in here, so adjourn this. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Mike, second by Cam, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Okay, no executive session, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn our council meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion by Mike, second by Cam. All in favor? Aye. Meeting adjourned.
Is this the same company that was in here last year?
I don't think so. No, it wasn't.